Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God. Elijah,
remember those girls. And those folks would come to church.
Bless the Lord.
And they would get in.
Yes.
And us young folks would sit and look at them.
Uh-huh.
And the old church mothers would just look like it was nonstop. In his 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Uh-huh.
And them old fathers of the church would be going on, and I used to wonder, how can they do that for so long? And don't get tired. What is wrong with them? And you know one thing? When God gets a hold of us now, it scares the children.
Right.
They ain't seen it in so long. They get scared, they cry, they want to go out to church. But you know one thing? Right now, I'm just as drunk as as a drunk I've ever seen. Glory to God, and I ain't drinking no new wine or old wine. I was in good shape when I came to this church. Glory to God. Feel happy.
Oh,
what's the mind?
Glory!
Glory!
Nobody,
because I don't know none of it.
Yeah, just tell it like
it is. I'm God, yes. Of course I am. Some of y'all already dead. The Bible say twice dead and brought to the roots. That's the Lord God. The second night the Lord told us, well, church, if it don't kill you, watch out that it don't fool you. Some of y'all have been fooled.
Right.
Sit right in the church of God and the devil made a monkey out of you.
Come on now.
How do you know, Sister Brown, because some of you act like monkeys.
Come on now.
Glory to God. The devil done fooled you. Glory to God. Then they come along and told us the next night. What did he tell us?
Stay in the bush.
Glory to God.
Stay in the bush.
That's just like the devil. Glory to God. Don't stick your head out. Be hid with Christ in God. Stay in the bush. But some of y'all, well, I wonder what's going on over at Brother Pumpkin Seeds Church. Well, Sister String Bean said they really having a good time. You go running all over creation and stuck your head out and got your singed. That last part of the rabbit. That part. The bird last part. Singed. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God.
Gracious.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Then last night he told us if you stay in the bush, the answer is on its way.
All this way.
Amen. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I got the answer tonight.
All right.
Glory to God. What is he saying, Sister Brown? He said, I'm able to keep you if you're willing to be kept.
That's right.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless your Lord.
Now, I know that the Holy Ghost does all things decent and order, and right now he wants to bless me. So I'm going to let him. See, I haven't got it so that I can tell the Holy Ghost, well, you do this for 5 minutes, and then do that for 6 minutes, and do something else for 10 minutes. No, we don't do that now, church. We say, Lord, have your way.
Yeah.
And when you get to have your way, we will go on with the rest of the 6 days. Yeah. And if we can't, we'll dismiss it, go home, and come back and try it again another time. Glory to God, for God is blessing my soul right
that's
now.
Right. Yeah.
For that's 2 weeks, right. I've been carrying a heavy load, and I think tonight I shook it off.
All right.
For a few days, I've been carrying around a load, but I tell you, it don't load to stay on me tonight. I've been out of stuff a few pounds tonight, glory to God. Amen. Even my clothes have kept me loose so they wasn't not coming here. Glory to God.
That's
I
right.
Just magnify the Lord.
Yes.
What a feel.
Yes.
Now, if you don't feel nothing, that's fine. We're not an argument. I told you, I am not an argumentative person. Glory to God. I don't argue with folks. I don't even have falling outs with people because I just let them say whatever they got to say, and I just let them go ahead because, see, I want to be careful how I carry myself. In case the Lord comes, I don't want no weights holding me down.
Right.
I don't want to be crossed on one side of town and somebody I'm mad with on the other side of town. I got to try to run across town. Remember when Jesus came to get the virgins? And they said, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. They said, well, I'm sorry, you got to go across town. Hey, the oil store is back in town. I ain't going back in town for nothing. When Jesus come, I'm going out with the Lord.
Yeah.
I just thank and praise God. Amen. I've been asking the Lord, Lord, give us an anointing. God, send down your anointing. Glory to God.
Incredible.
I don't know, but my answer came. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
My God told me that to Mama. Said, you should have been here Wednesday night. Said, the Lord was falling. I'm going to tell her, don't worry about it. He was a couple of days later, but he got me in on Friday night. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's
glory to God. Glory to God. Well, how are you going to speak if you can't get yourself together? Don't worry about it. I'll be there that long. And if God, you ain't got no way to go, no answer to the city and wait for me.
Amen.
That's why people don't get no blessing
anymore. Right.
One time they will come and stay until the anointing comes. Now they say, well, Lord, you ain't here in 5 minutes, I'm gone. And they gone.
They
go to the Pizza Hut.
Come on.
And the Western Sizzler. And the Golden Corral. And where did I go to last week? Over at Ken's. They so busy going to eat until the best meal of all is served in the church.
Right.
Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Praise God. Praise sing a song back home saying, I thank God for being alive. Suddenly I realize how sweet life is.
Amen.
And when the Lord comes along and gives me a blessing like he did tonight, I just realize just how sweet it is to be saved. Glory to God.
Amen.
And living under the anointing of the Lord. Glory to God. The Lord has already given me verification of what he gave me for tonight. Turn your 10th Bible to the 2nd chapter. 2 Kings, glory to God, hallelujah, 5th chapter. I feel good. I'll tell you,
that's
glory to God.
I just hope that I can get out to you what I'm feeling right now in the spirit of the Lord God. Woo, glory to God. They had a skate party tonight. I couldn't go to it. I said, Lord, I'm too tired. Hallelujah to God. I just feel good down in my soul.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. On Monday night, as I said, the devil wants us dead. That's the church. Tuesday night, don't let the devil fool you. Wednesday night, stay in the bush. Thursday night, the answer is on its way. And here's the Lord has given us on Friday night. Fifth chapter, 2 Kings. This is from your old Bible preacher. We have the Lord. I ain't got no education in this book Bible stuff. I didn't go to no seminary, and I really didn't go to no cemetery. Glory to God, and I just give you what God gives me.
Amen.
And the Lord said, go to the New Testament, I go over there.
Right.
And he said, go to the Old Testament. See, I was taught to be obedient.
Right.
I was taught to obey those that have the rule over you.
Right.
And the Holy Ghost has the rule over me.
Yes.
So I just go where the Lord tells me to go. And you know, I know y'all going to love it because it's the Lord's, and if you don't, you know nothing to do about it. Glory to God. Let's go down there to the 10th verse of the 5th chapter of 2 Kings. It says, and Elijah sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth, and went away, and said, behold, I thought he would surely come to me, and stand, and call on the name of the Lord his God, and strike his hand over the place, and recover the leper. And his servant, in the 13th verse, and his servant came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do something great, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times into Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Oh,
Father God, we love you tonight.
Lord,
we appreciate you for the blessing. We appreciate you for the anointing.
Praise God.
God, the anointing breaks the yoke. Glory to God.
Yes.
We thank you for the thought that you have given us tonight to give to your people.
Oh,
let them take it in the spirit of love, and we'll love you, praise you, and hold it.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
And the night. I told you last night the answer's on the way. Now tonight I'm telling you, obey the Lord.
All right.
Obey the Lord.
Amen.
Obey the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know the record of Naaman. Amen. They had taken some of the people of God, and in those people there was a little child that wound up being Naaman's wife's handmaiden. And she saw Naaman all full of the leprosy. And she said, you know, I know somebody can heal him. Well, God, I know somebody can pray for him, and Lord, heal him. And she was talking about it around Naaman's house. Then they brought her to Naaman, and Naaman told her, said, you go back down where you brought us from. There's a man down there. Said, he can talk to the Lord for you. God will heal you. Now, Naaman had some preconceived ideas.
Yeah.
As you can see, he said, what I thought. You know, that's what a lot of you all are doing. You're missing it. Because you thought, well, I thought the Lord was going to do it like I said, I think we never just think of nothing. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, it's all right with me.
All right.
But he had a preconceived idea of how he thought Elijah should have done.
Yeah.
Well, see, he was a big man, important man. Some of us think we're more important than we actually are. Glory to God. Now, he really was important. Some of us just think we are. And we got an attitude, glory to God. But, one of the servants told him, said, man, if he told you to do some big thing like stand on your head or do the jig, you've done that. He said, all he told you to do is go down to Jordan. And then he was talking about, too, Jordan River is dirty. There's some pools around here that ain't quite as dirty as that. That's what some people are in the church. Well, I really don't think that we're supposed to come to church. And first we have prayer requests.
That's right.
And then after prayer requests, we go down and ask, no, we first ask the Lord to bless the service. Then we have prayer requests. Then we do this, and then we do that, and then we do. We have programmed God right out of the church. And you know one thing? We don't got indignant. We ain't gonna let nobody change the method we have.
All right.
If you get happy, we'll bring you in. If you testify too long, we'll set you down. Because hey, we got next part here.
Well, don't you want God to bless you?
All right, all right.
Don't you want Him to anoint the service? Don't you want to meet Him at the altar? Look, but Sister Brown, the Bible says that everything be done decent and in order. That's why you ought to obey God. Then you will know what decent and in order is all about. But when you have gone in and picked up your program, glory to God, and it's got to happen just like this. Because look, one thing, some of y'all came to church tonight and you set the clock for go on for the popcorns at home in the microwave for 9 o'clock. Because I'm planning on being back home by that time. Hey, people make plans. People go to church on Sunday and make a luncheon date for 12 o'clock. Because they ain't got no intentions of being in church after that time. And if you think I'm lying, you watch them walk out. Now, the spirit can fall if you want to. And y'all can carry on until 12:30, but I'm gone. That's what people are saying. And I know the day that you went there and stayed all day long, and they gave you a bologna sandwich, and you went back to the evening service. And I'm going to tell you the truth, and I'm not bragging. I just thank God that my pastor haven't got them so organized.
All right.
He'd have organized God of the service. We have Sunday school from 10 to 11. Sometimes it almost makes it 10 to 11. But sometimes the Lord come into Sunday school and change our schedule. And we figure He's been doing it long enough to know what He's doing, so we just follow Him.
That's right.
And then if things go all right, the Lord let us go at 7 o'clock, He'll tell us to greet one another, no static stretch. And then at 11:10, He wants the church quiet and He wants back at the altar. They call that bringing your mind, and He said He don't want you there at the altar. And your mind is back home with the crock pot and all them other things. Bring your mind in. Glory to God. So at 11:10, it has to be quiet now, church. You don't finish greeting each other. And those that want to go to the altar to pray are free to do so. If you don't want to pray, that's fine. But you better not open your mouth to nobody. Because if you do, one of our ushers will come and tap you on the shoulder and say,
"That's all right.
Good. And we ain't lost, we've been there 30 years, we ain't lost a member yet. Well, we had lost them while at home anyhow. Glory to God. And then at 11:30, they strike up the drums, the guitar, and the piano, and the tambourine, and two of our devotional leaders come forth, and we start at 11:30. If we got finished praying, if we ain't, we pray at 11:30. Whatever the Lord say, that's what we're doing. But you know one thing? I have been in the morning service at 4 o'clock. My God, y'all got cushions? No, not one. No, not one. Do y'all have reclining seats? No, not one. No, not
Hallelujah.
One. How do you sit that long? Well, I've got to tell you something. We ain't been sitting all that long.
Come on.
Up and down. I have seen our pastors get up at 2:45 to preach. And Sister Brown, y'all leave? Are you sleeping? No, Andy. Where are we going? No, Andy, honey. Ain't nobody leaving. Because all we're going to do is eat some bologna sandwiches in between services and come on back for night service at 7 o'clock. Glory to God. And the Lord meets every need and bless. And we got folks with children. One of our people got 5 kids. The other one got 4 kids. We got kids coming out of our heads. Glory to God. We got plenty of children. Well, what are they doing, Sister Brown? Some of them are shouting along with us, and others are looking at us and playing tambourine, and they can sing as good as I can.
Amen.
Glory to God, they get in too. And those that get tired of us, lay back and we'll sleep. Then they wake up, we still going, they get back in with us. Hey, whatever. Glory to God. What are you trying to say? Obey the Lord.
Obey the Lord.
Right. Obey the Lord. The Lord is telling us tonight. And you know what thing? When the Lord got finished blessing me, I said, "Thank you, Jesus." Because I always told y'all the message is first to the person that's giving it.
That's right.
And honey, I just stayed with it until He let me go.
Uh-huh.
I didn't say, "Let me go, Lord. Dawn is a breaking." Hey, I ain't got nowhere to go. I came with Renee and she'll stay till I go. Glory to God. Amen to God. I ain't telling the Lord, "Well, Lord, let me go." No, Lord, bless me all you want. Lord, I thank you for the blessing. Glory to God. Naaman had an attitude. He wanted the Lord to heal him. Now, if I had leprosy, I wouldn't care how God healed me. Lord,
right.
Heal me. But that is a burden. Do you know we still have a leper colony down in Louisiana? They have a leper colony down there. And that's a disease. Nobody wants to be around you. Well, you know one thing? When you got an attitude and you acting ugly, Do you know what they're going to want to be around you?
Right.
Do you know we got folks that have church leprosy? Some of you got leprosy in your attitude.
Help us, God.
Some of them got leprosy in your mouth. That unruly member, nobody can tame it. Some of you ain't let the Holy Ghost do it yet.
All right.
Now, the Holy Ghost can.
Right.
But it's a gentleman. It won't do it against your will.
Right.
And some of y'all haven't will to let the Holy Ghost change your big mouth yet. Glory to God. You run it when you should, and you run it when you shouldn't. You say things that you should, and you say things that you shouldn't. And you don't even have the spirit of repentance.
All right.
Now, some of us do run our mouth too much, but at least the Lord finally catch up with us and we repent. Some of you don't even stop long to repent. Glory to God. Some of you have an attitude in coming to church. Glory to God, you got leprosy there. I come when I want, and if I don't want, I ain't coming. Ain't nobody's, a lot of y'all say, ain't nobody's business what I do.
All right.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
It's God's business.
Right.
When you obey the Lord, you are under subjection, glory to God, to the spirit and the anointing of the Lord. Some of you have got leprosy in your sin. Sometimes you're a sin. You got it. It all depends on how I feel. And if I don't feel like it, don't ask me. Because I will tell you what I'm thinking. You got leprosy on the Lord. You didn't go down and dip. Prayer meeting. You will be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord.
Right.
You know one thing? I don't know whether you all got in, out, under, over, or sample. I really don't know, and I don't mean to be ugly. I don't care. But let me tell you one thing. I'm sure, as sure as I'm standing here, there are some of you that God wanted to do something for you.
Right.
God wanted to do a new thing, but you sit there with the leprosy in your mind. But as I do, sit the strange being to look at me, so what else is new? While she's minding your business, she's missing her blessing. Glory to God. Why they criticize me? You know one thing? If some of you be honest, you're going to say, "Brother, the Lord don't talk about me. The Lord, I want to get off, but I just don't know what people are going to think. Who cares? People don't have no heaven.
Right.
And people don't have no hell to put you in.
Right.
People is going to die just like you.
Come on,
right. That's right.
Come on.
If I had a word about what people was going to do, I never got saved.
Because
people were saying, "You're too young. You don't know what you're doing." Because they had leprosy. See? They had leprosy. Yeah. What a disease. And it's contagious.
Right.
Spreads.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's why I sit on the front bench and I don't sit close to nobody. Because I don't want no leprosy. They might got a spirit and I don't want to rub on me. So I try to sit a little distance. Don't want nobody to talk to me while I'm in church because I didn't come there to conversate. Glory to God. And you know one thing? I don't sit in the back because by the time the message gets back there, it's full of all of everybody's necklaces. So I sit down close to the fire. Did I say something right that time? Glory to God. Hallelujah. People be talking and playing with the children and kissing their hood. I don't want all that mess in front of me. Glory to God. Jesus. Back in I hope so. Glory to God. But you know one thing? I'm going to take y'all back to my church. Because all the men sit on one side, and all the women sit on the other. And you have to take the girls go with mama, and the boys go with daddy. Glory to God. And we have church. Because they got their heads too close. I can't see the preacher. I'm short, and they tall, and everything. And they... That's leprosy in the service.
Yeah.
That doesn't get contagious. One person will do it, and somebody else see it, and then they start doing it, and it goes from one to another.
Right.
That's what happened to Nathan. That leprosy had gone all over your soul. You know? Now, he wanted to be clean. Number one, he went down to the king. The king said, "Man, I ain't got no power to heal nobody." He said, "You want the man of God." Some of us are just like that. We think everybody's more important than the man of God.
Alright.
But we better learn how to obey the Lord. Let me tell you one thing. If there's anything worth having, God's man got it. Glory to God. He can speak the word. You remember when they called Moses them ugly names and everything? Remember that? Children made fun of Moses?
Uh-huh. Moses said, Lord, I want you to do something different. Don't just let just anything happen to him, because I may not know it's you. He said, I want something odd, strange, and different to happen.
Lord,
then I know it's you. Did you all read your Bible? Did God do it?
Yeah.
He answered the man of God. Let me tell you one thing. I've heard the man of God speak and say things. Back at our home, my husband used to have a way of telling our girls about some of these jives when the boys to come around the church. Let me tell you one thing. Everything that's hanging around church speaking in a tongue ain't saved.
Right.
You better get a spirit of discernment so that you would know. And so my husband used to have a way of saying yes, and when they come riding around this thick red car, say, you ain't got a bit of sense. So you think that you have to have that pretty red car in order to go somewhere. And we used to hear him say, you know, and some of the people in our church, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. Now, like some of y'all say, please don't. We got leprosy. See, that's a spirit of leprosy.
All right.
An unclean spirit. And one of our church mothers got up, and I don't mean she was the church mother, but she was the mother of some of the children in our church. She said, I want to say something. Y'all give me time to testify. She said, Pastor, first I want to ask you to forgive me for talking about you. Any of y'all know that lady? Ask the pastor to forgive me for talking about it. Well, Sister Taylor did. She said, I want to first ask the pastor to forgive me for talking about it. But my husband didn't know she was talking about it. He said, but one of them red cars came around my house and got my daughter, just like you said it would. She said, I saw it with my own eyes. She said, I used to hear you talking about that red car. I said, for God's sake, Pastor, ain't nobody got no red car. Just shut up. We don't need to be here that tonight. We done heard it last night, the night before. She said, but Pastor, I want you to know one of the red cars came and got it. And said, and I saw it. And I said, I'm going right back to church and I apologize. Said, because they're out there to get our daughters. Glory to God. And you know one thing? People have to just say, Sister Taylor, wasn't you ashamed? She said, I wasn't ashamed for God. I wasn't ashamed for you. She said, I want to make that thing right. So I apologize. So she, Pastor looked to her and said, well, son, I said, I know you was talking about me. She said, yeah, I got so tired of hearing you say that till that red car came and got my daughter. Well, see, she had a spirit of leprosy. See, she didn't know that God was warning her to watch out for her daughters. And she was so busy running her mouth and flipping her jaws until she didn't have no praying spirit. And so the devil come there and took her daughter. Glory to God. But you got to be very careful. You got to be willing. You got to be willing to obey the Lord.
That's right.
Well, Sister Brown, what do you mean? When Elisha told Naaman to go and dip 7 times in Jordan, that was God.
All right.
That was God's man, and that was God. Glory to God. Naaman didn't have no power in Jordan. Elijah didn't have no power in Jordan or no place else. But God had revealed it to Elisha to tell Naaman to go down.
Right.
You know the same thing with you and I today?
All right.
Glory to God. God has got somebody to tell us what he wants us to know.
That's right.
Now, some of you have the spirit of the Israelites. You don't want to hear no man. We don't know evangelist or no Sister Brown or no whoever. I want to hear God. Some of you wouldn't even hear him. If you don't know the voice of God, you don't know God.
All right.
Glory to God. If you can't discern the voice of God through God's people, if God come and talk, you still have leprosy.
Oh, that's right.
You
that's
still right. have leprosy. Glory to God. You still have anthrax. Am I saying it right? That's a hoof and mouth disease that a cattle had. And I understand that when the cattle get that hoof and mouth disease, you can't cure them. There's only one thing you can do. Shoot them. Some of y'all need to get shot. That's right. The Bible says, if you die now, you don't have to die no more.
All right.
Y'all need to die.
Right.
Die from the flesh.
Right.
Die from talking.
Right.
Die from bad attitudes.
Right.
Die from laziness.
Uh-huh.
Hey, there's a whole lot to die from. But when you die from it, God can resurrect you to life.
Glory
to God. All sickness won't be unto death. When the Holy Ghost shoots you right between the eyes, and you fall out and die, then you can live.
Hallelujah.
Y'all need to shout it out. When I went back at 17, after I was backslidden, I went back, got my altar star, said Jesus, and got me right between the eyes. Clean shot. Got me the first time.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all, you know, some places they tie down animals. You know, like hog killing time, some of them back home, they tie them down, and some of them walk around. Well, now, see, if a thing is walking around, you might be off center. Then you have to shoot them twice and put them through a lot of agony. But if you tie them down, like do it in Maryland, they tie their feet and everything, lay them down, and when they calm down and settle down, bam! right between our screen, they come. Stop wrestling with the Lord.
What?
Just lay down.
Uh-huh.
Boom! Right between the ice cream. Boom, you're wrestling and a squalling and a trying to make sure you got it, you know you ain't.
Go on, sister.
Obey the Lord.
Right.
Obey the Lord.
Yes,
what happened with Naaman? When he went down and dipped seven times, he came up like a baby.
Right.
Came up clean, just like the man of God said. And then the man of God still had somebody around him that didn't have the right spirit.
Right.
Did you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What's his name? Gehazi?
Right.
Didn't have the right spirit.
Uh-huh.
But the man of God knows.
He knows. He knows.
We like to think he's dumb as I don't know what, but he knows. And he don't tell everything he knows because he's not ready to receive everything. Some of us are not spiritually mature enough to receive everything. But in due time, God's going to bring it all into judgment.
Right.
Obey the Lord, saints of God. When you go to church, yes, it's all right to have a floor mat for the service. We have one too. We just don't never keep it, but we got it. Yeah. When we come in, we're supposed to pray. Then after that, we have a couple of songs. This is our floor mat now. A couple of songs. And then we ask for prayer requests. Then we go down and have altar prayer. Then sing another song, and then we have scripture reading. Then one of the devotional leaders will start the service by opening up with testimony service, because we have testimony service every service. We have what you call devotional every service. And then we are free to sing our song and testify. Then when the Lord gets finished blessing and everything, the other devotional leader will close out the devotional service. Then we pick up our offering. Then we turn it in the hands of the pastor. Now that's the floor man. We don't use it very often, but after that, God. Because when we go there and get to sing one of them songs, and God sent down an anointing, it ain't nothing for us to sing it for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Pastor will be rung out, drummer will be rung out, guitar players will be rung out, pull the books of these people, took off their shoes, an hour ago, they be rung out, everybody be rung out, because we have been taught to obey the Lord.
Right. Yes.
Now, like I say, if y'all don't have no feelings, That's good. You can get naked and you ain't gonna catch no cold. You can eat anything you want, you older people, and you ain't gonna have no problem with high blood, low blood, no blood, nothing. You know, just do whatever you want. You can give that baby there a pork chop, bone and all, you can eat it, ain't nothing gonna happen. Y'all ain't got no feelings. But of course, if you feel things, then you will feel the anointing. You will feel the touch. See, if you don't have no feelings, you can't feel nothing. But if you have feelings, like I do, I have feelings. Now, you can't hurt about talking. What the old folks used to say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words won't hurt me. Folks can talk till they get hot pink. That ain't bothering me one bit. I just don't have a problem with folks talking. And you know what I'm saying? I've been saved 40 years. Anybody knocked me down yet?
All
right. Dude, ain't. I don't know why, but nobody knocked me down yet. So I ain't never been hurt. Your angels been hurt. I don't keep them things up here, because they'll see me be ready to knock them off.
Uh-huh.
I keep here down in front of my Holy Ghost, where they be nice and protected. See, I'm here with Christ and God.
Yeah, in the book.
Folks can't get a hold to me, see, because I got my head and everything. I'm doing outside the bush. I'm in the bush, and I keep all of me in the bush so that I won't get hurt, because I'm going to obey the Lord.
Amen.
When the Lord said, praise Him, I tell you, Pastor Father sing that song, Hallelujah, I'm going home, and I found myself yelling louder than he was. And then I could yell louder, I got the louder I wanted to get. And I just said, well, thank you. And I just forgot all about gospel leading that song. Because he needed my help.
Yeah.
He did not give it to him anyhow. Because I started feeling that song. Hallelujah, I'm going home. I am not complaining. If you don't complain, you can gain.
Right.
I thought of the thing. I am not complaining. Every day I'm gaining.
Yeah,
where you think I'm going home? Yeah. Oh, God. And I just started obeying the Lord. I'm still hot, still heating. I'm feeling better all the time. I'm still gaining.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah. I went down to Jordan one day for the bills, and I dipped.
Oh.
I did what I was told.
Yeah.
I stayed there till they baptized me. I stayed there till they filled me with the Holy Ghost. I stayed there till they begin an obedient spirit. I stayed there to be proud of my tongue. I stayed there to be very submissive and subjective. I stayed there down in Jordan. Glory to God. Once I came up like a little baby. Well, you know, some of these babies now, I work at the hospital, and some of these babies, when they are born, you can't get them. I mean, I have seen them come out of cesarean and be yelling. You're supposed to be able to resuscitate them. Because C-section babies, sometimes they're a little fluid in them. But I've seen them born and they're yelling and carrying on, so you just have the doc say, take that baby to his mother, let her feel, because ain't nothing wrong with them. They're a fluid baby, let's bring it there. Can't even come here with a mind of their own. One time they just come in with this lady, and we would just take the little nose and wipe the eyes and go down their mouth and pump them and everything, you know. Then give them to the little mama, and they have to learn how to breastfeed. Not these new ones we're getting now, man. I tell you, they come out yelling. We don't get a chance. We're trying to resuscitate them and pump them out and everything. And they are, wow. God said, would you hurry up and get that kid, take it to its mama. Glory to God. They want to hurry. Hey, get that, ain't got a chicken how to breastfeed. Just lay them on mama's chest and ain't no way to go in. Keep going that far. Glory to God. That's the way I'm going to be in the Lord. I want to know where I'm going and know where I'm going that far. Glory to God. Some of y'all know where y'all going. Some of y'all is on the King's Highway, but you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. First you're going this way, then you're going that way. Then the preacher tries to tell you, over here, honey, it's over here. Over here, honey. He tells you to come over here, and you're going the opposite direction. Can't obey the Lord. Glory to God. God set watchmen's on the wall. Glory to God, because he cared for our souls. Glory to God. Obey the Lord. When you come to church, the pastor, if he's got an ounce of spirituality, he'll go into the Lord. But Sister Brown, what about them other people? Will y'all stop minding them folks' business? They ain't worried about y'all. Now, I guarantee you that they ain't up there worrying about what y'all doing. They up there doing what they want to do. And you down here so busy worried about them, you don't even get in no more. You don't even get no blessing no more. But I'm so glad that one day I got the spirit of discernment. I could tell the voice of the Lord from the voice of the adversary. And when I know it's the Lord, I just go with God. Glory to God. Obey the Lord. Be like Naaman. Glory to God. Now, he didn't have no sense at first. And some of us, we do make mistakes. That's all right. But for God's sake, correct it. That's not a taste of. Now, you know, Naaman was a big man. I don't mean a statue, I mean an authority. But God used that little servant to tell him, say, now, if you're told to do something big, strange thing, you'd have done it. And that kind of made Naaman come to himself. But yeah, if you'd have told me to stand on my head and do the jig, I probably would have cleared it to get rid of this leprosy. So all he told you to do is go down and jerk, and did. Seven times. Hey, you can count to seven, can't you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He didn't even tell you a big number what you can get out of counting. Just a few times. Why don't you do it? What you got to lose? Why don't you come to church one night determined to obey God?
All right. Amen.
All right. Just see what you're going to do.
Glory.
Well, I believe when I go to church tonight, I'll just go and get in.
Come on, sister.
And just see what he'll do to me.
Amen.
Now, Sister Brown says, I don't know if she knows what she's talking about or not. That's all right. You're talking about me. I get it. That's good. She says they go there with a mind to get in and just go there and be open before God and have a good spirit. Don't have the leprosy, whatever that is. And get in. But I'll go there and try. What do you got to lose?
Right.
I love that. What do you got to lose? You're already dead and dry, so what you got to lose? All you can get is wet.
Come on!
Glory to God, all you got to lose is your dryness. Glory to God. I mean, you know, that's what happened to you. You'll either get out, get in, or get run over. Glory to God. Do what you're told. Glory to God. Do what you're told. Such a brass bell. Who's God? Be he direct or indirect. Obey God. Get an obedient. You know one thing? When you get an obedient spirit, you will know whose voice it is. Glory to God. I have never went to church and got fooled. Sister Brandon Friday, no. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I've gone to church with a mind trying to be blessed with the Lord. Do you know one thing? Every time I come to church, I come for a blessing.
Amen.
Now, I don't come to warm no pews. And I sure don't come to look fancy. I come, every time I come for one reason. Some people just go to church to hear the preacher. I want to hear the preacher. And I've got enough word in me to save the world. I don't know about y'all, but I have heard enough of the word of God to take me to the glory world.
That's right.
Yes.
If most of y'all has heard my husband preach, I can almost finish extra cards from memory. Uh-huh. At 57, I can't remember what I did last week, but I can remember scriptures. Glory to God. I know the word of God, but I want to be able to reach out and touch your hand.
Right.
Amen. Glory to God. I want to be able to feel the anointing of the Lord.
Yes.
Now look. The word of God says that the joy of the Lord is the strength of his people.
Yeah.
Now if it was all in the word, why did he say that? You know what I'm saying? Some of our churches, the preacher gets the preacher so good and he take off and have a spell, and everybody take off and have a spell along with him. And I tell you, he said he's preaching when he can make people shout off the word. They say that's preaching.
Uh-huh.
They call that shouting. Say, well, you can shout at the man, you in good shape, because he's supposed to sit on him. Glory to God. But yes, indeed, you can get so the word gets so good to you, you just feel it all down in your city and your soul. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Be quiet. You have to obey the Lord.
Yes.
Sister, this week. And I hadn't thought about it until the Lord gave me this today and says, anyway, fix it, Lord. It's all right with me. But some of y'all are just like Naaman. Y'all got a preconceived idea how you want it fixed. Well, Lord, it's all right with me if you do it like this.
Uh-huh.
No. It's all right with me if you do it like that.
Uh-huh.
No, if you want it done, it'll be all right with you as long as he does it.
Right.
Glory to God. Any kind of way he do it, it'll be all right with you.
All
you want to do, when you're sick, let me tell you, when I go to one of them people, that missionary on Wednesday, I don't care how God did it. Long as it wasn't, I didn't want it to be related to God. I said, God, move on, glory to God. Because I know I have been there many times when they do those sections, those biopsies, and they sit down to some pathology. And while they're waiting, when they do a biopsy, that person is laying there under the anesthetic, and the doctor's standing there, and they got to run. And they take the lumps and put them in this little jar. Take it to pathology. The runner gets it, take it to pathology. The rest of them just stand in there. And they take it down to pathology, and pathology do a frozen section. And pop it under the microscope. And I tell you, everybody just stands in there. Because see, the doctor has a preconceived idea. The pathology gets to read. See, some of y'all got a preconceived idea. Y'all better let pathology get a hold of you. You better let God put you on the microscope. See what you're doing.
Yeah.
See, the doctor can halfway say, well, it doesn't look like it has metastasized. That means have roots growing. But he ain't sure, because he can't tell what's inside that thing. Some of y'all need a biopsy and go to pathology.
Come on,
you know, you look good. You got the long sleeves, you got the long hair, you got all the appearances. But let's go on down to pathology. That doctor don't tell you nothing until pathology.
Come on.
All right. Take the frozen section. Some of y'all in the frozen section. God needs to go down in that heart.
Come on.
And let's stand here with the heart laying open before God. Set it down to pathology. While that thing is gone, the person is under anesthetic, the nurses and the sisters and the doctor just stay. And then that runner comes back, and the runner will say, positive or negative. Now, if they've already gotten the signature and it's positive, then we can talk about a radical mastectomy. And if they say negative, some of y'all need to be negative. And then some of you need a radical mastectomy. You got to cut that thing out. Glory, glory to God. Now, in the hospital, when they cut it out, they got to give you chemo, cobalt, or radiation. But when God cuts it out, it's clean.
Amen.
You ain't want to get no path off, no radiation.
Come on, man.
You ain't want to lose your hair. He know you don't want to lose your hair, but he don't give you cobalt.
Come on, man.
He ain't gonna give you chemo.
Right.
He know you don't want to be regurgitating and falling all over the place. So he not gonna do that to you. Go down there and dig. Cut it out.
Glory.
And when you get finished cutting it out, you're gonna come up on brand new soul.
Oh, my God.
You be
the
Lord. Hey, something good all the altar. The Lord knocked him out, and they go, oh, no, man. He just made me sick. Get back down there on your knees. Yeah, and our churches, people come down to the tower for the Holy Ghost, and they get the feeling good. Woo! Their mother just push you right on back down. You be trying to get up, they come right back there. They know you just made a decision on you. We ain't even got you to come open yet. The Holy Ghost don't say he ain't come near yet. There's some people get stammering tongues. And then they won't come up. No, the church brothers hold you back down. Eh? No, we just took a lump out. That medium, that's just the pathology. They want to hear you speak with tongues.
Right.
As the Spirit of God give the utterance. Then they let you up. They have given you a complete radical mastectomy. They have cut it all out. Clean. You're clean now. You've got to live right.
Yeah.
You've got to obey God.
Obey God.
Right. Glory to God. Name has to be dipped. But you know, I may not do it like other ministers do it, and they do it the way, and I do it the way the Lord gave me. But I've been a volunteer in the hospital now for 13 years, and a lot of time coming in handy, like it did just then. Glory to God. Most of you know somebody who's had a biopsy or something. It's going to be very common now because so many things are contributing factors. But we want to go down to Jordan. And after we go down to Jordan, we want to go to the pathologist.
Right.
Don't just go on an assumption, well, I think I'm saved. What you mean you think you're saved? Don't you know?
What?
Well, Brother Strickland said I'm saved. No, that ain't good enough. No. Now, you just had a biopsy. Y'all ain't even gone to pathology. You didn't even get the runner to come in here and get this lung. Take that to pathology. Glory to God. You're just going on assumptions. Glory to God. Do what God says do. Say to God, you won't be sorry. Well, Sister Brown, how did it go to pathology? And how did it go down in Jordan? You don't mean you just go to Israel now and go to Jordan, do you? You don't really mean to go to the hospital and cut me open. Here's Jordan. Here's pathology. The altar. Lord God, we can go down there, get the surgery, get the dip, the whole 9 yards at the altar.
All
right. And we come up and we sing a song, I'm a brand new soul. I'm a brand new soul. Thank God, I'm a brand new soul. Lord God, we'll come up and we'll be clean of our leprosy. We won't handle, some of us is lumpy. They got a name for that, glory to God. Cystic fibrosis. That means you're lumpy. You ain't gonna be lumpy. Cystic fibrosis. Don't worry, man, y'all can't have it for women. But some of y'all got it in the church. Now, we know that women got it. Most of them is lumpy. Got a lumpy attitude. Sister Brown, why you talking about women like that? Because I'm a woman.
All right.
And I'm gonna be gone. But one thing about it in the church, some of your men is lumpy too.
Glory to
God. Some of y'all got lumps too. Now, in the natural, only women are fistic fibrosis. But in the spiritual, some of you men, just as full of lumps as you can be. Got a lumpy attitude. You need to go down to pathology too. You need to get a biopsy done by the Holy Ghost.
Alright.
Glory to God. We talk about a Holy Ghost biopsy. Glory to God. We talk about a Holy Ghost biopsy. Amen. So that you can come clean with God.
Right.
And then when you do that, you can obey God.
Amen.
Saints of God, let me tell you one thing. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how much spirit of discernment you got. I don't care what you are. If you don't have an obedient spirit, you're not going to make it very far.
That's right.
Amen.
To obey, let me tell you one thing. Why did Saul lose his kingdom and get rejected?
Right.
Only one thing.
Nobody.
That's all.
Right.
That's all. God told Samuel, I don't want him. Samuel was kind of afraid of Saul. you know, when the Lord rejected him. But God told him, he said, I don't want him.
That's right.
He don't know how to do it. He don't know how to do what he's told. That's all God was saying.
Right.
And God chose him. When the people wanted a king, he was, I think the Bible says, when he was the least in his tribe, well, his tribe was the least of the tribes.
Right.
And he was the least in his tribe. So he was a double negative. But God took him and made him king and told him to do one thing. All God's telling some of y'all is be obedient. One, just one thing.
Right.
God had told him to do three things. Wouldn't have been. God told him to kill everything. Don't spare nothing.
That's right.
One thing. And he couldn't do that. Now, God gave him a chance to repent because the prophet asked him more than once, had he did what God told him to do.
That's right.
He asked him more than once. You know God is good to us.
Yes,
he will give us more than one chance to repent.
That's right.
You know one thing? Ain't it good he ain't like Ananias and Sapphira's time? I say, boy, if we're flopping dead now for lying to the Holy Ghost, we'd be in a mild burning space. But God is merciful.
Right.
He gives us an opportunity to repent.
Right.
Obey God.
Amen.
Obey God. I might not have hit on what you're disobedient in. I may not have hit on your lump. I may not have hit on your leprosy. But you know. Any of y'all ever work for a department store or Walmart? Any of y'all ever work for Walmart? Brother Bill, you work for Walmart? Yeah, Brother Bill's son of a. Y'all take inventory? Y'all do the inventory? Yeah. Anybody else here ever work for a department store or retail store to do the inventory? Brother Bills, when you ever did inventory for Walmart, you didn't go over to Lowe's and do the inventory for them, did you? You did in Walmart's. That's where some of the people in the church, they try to do inventory on somebody else's life. You do inventory on your life. You search yourself. You don't search me. You know one thing? I don't know whether y'all do that down here or not. They take communion. That's, what's that, 23rd? What's that, the 11th chapter, I think it is, of 2 Corinthians, around 23rd verse. I may not have it in fabric, but it's over there where you're reading for communion. And it says, let every man examine himself. Do you know that people sit up church saying, she shouldn't take communion, she shouldn't eat? The Bible says, let every man examine himself, and so that he'll eat of that bread and drink of that cup. He wants you to take inventory.
Right.
Don't you sit there and say, Sister Pumpkin Seed should not take communion. Because you don't know whether Sister Pumpkin Seed should or not. What you got to do is search the strengthening and see how things run in her. And that's where some of us are. We cannot obey God because we don't take inventory.
All right.
Tonight, take inventory of yourself. Search yourself. Say, Lord, if I got a lump that I need to be biopsied, that just means cut out. Lord, have I got leprosy that needs to be cleansed? Don't ask the Lord, has Susie Bell got one? That's not your lump. That's not your disease. Ask God about yourselves. Because see, what did Jesus tell Peter when he told him Satan desires you? He said, Satan desires you, Peter, but I'm praying for you. Anybody remember the next thing the Lord told him? When thou art, do what? Thank you very, very much. Somebody read the Bible. That's right. You don't know what I'm asking you to finish the scripture for me. Glory to God. Some of us right now may have a problem. But we come down to the altar and get that thing straightened out, then we will be able to strengthen our brother or strengthen our sister. But you can't strengthen me when you weak yourself.
That's right.
You can't help encourage me when you need encouragement.
That's right.
Glory to God. You can't tell me to obey God when you have a disobedient spirit.
Right.
You can't take my inventory when half of your things has been taken from you by the adversary of your soul. Glory to God. And like I said, the preacher said, shake hands with your enemy. Don't be looking all around trying to find her.
All right.
Come on.
All right.
Shake hands with your enemy. Where's the cash here? Okay, here's your enemy. If any man would come after me, let him first deny. Can nobody do to you what you can do to yourself to hinder your walk with God?
That's good.
If you got leprosy tonight, if you like Naaman, you got leprosy. Come on down to Jordan.
Yes.
And if you have fibroid cystic breast, come on, get on the table. Let the Lord take that lump out. Send it on down to pathology. Come back with a negative. But if it's positive, don't worry about it. God's got a spiritual life. He can cut all the way down. Purge. What did David say? Purge me with hyssop. Create within me a clean heart and a right spirit. God is able. And once you come down to Jordan, or you go on the table of God and let him cut you open and cut you out, that may sound kind of bad, but hey, it happens every day. Glory to God. So, oh my goodness, how could she say that? It happens every day.
Right.
Glory to God. Somebody's getting cut by God. Somebody's yielding their spirits to the Lord every day. Lord, purge me. Lord, purge me. Create within me a clean heart and a right spirit. Glory to God. God wants us to obey him, saying to God.
Right. Yes.
Whether by word or by deed, God wants us to obey him. And you know one thing? The best way we can obey God is do what we're told to do. Glory to God. We are living in a time everybody wants to be the chief. Well, you don't need chief if there's no Indians.
That's right.
You don't need no captains if you don't have no privates. You don't need no leaders if anybody follows.
Right.
And you know one thing? In order to be a leader, you have to first know how to be a follower. Even when they come out of school, a commissioned officer, they was a follower the whole 4 years they was in school. You know, some people can go into college and come out a commissioned officer. They come out and go into the service as a lieutenant. But don't worry, they paid their dues back in college. They weren't no leader then, they were following. And if you want to be a leader, if you have a desire to lead, learn how to follow. Glory to God. It's just like children. Before they can be grown, they got to be children.